Rave Radio. It's Thursday, February 19th, and this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Rays. Daily Rants and Rays is part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is sponsored by Ingram Micro. Of course, you can check out Ingram Micro at ingrammicro.com. Speaking of Ingram Micro, they, along with about 1,200 other companies, exhibited last week at the Integrated Systems Europe show, and I suspect you probably didn't miss our coverage. We were probably fairly obnoxious about it. We had over 20 people there covering the show. We shot over 1,200 videos, 1,300 videos, actually. We shot or recorded over 30 podcasts. We wrote about 250, 300 news stories and blogs, shot about 1,000 photos of the show floor. And I tell you what, it's a show that it's worth checking out because if you're familiar with Infocom or Cedia, it's like a combination show of those two. And quite honestly, the biggest growth area of attendance at ISE, at the Integrated Systems Europe show in Amsterdam, the last 2 years in a row has been North American attendance. So if you're from North America, you're going to find more and more of you heading over to Europe. And if you're from Europe, congratulations, you now own the distinction of having the world's largest audiovisual trade show. In fact, this show is catching up quickly with CES. About half the amount of attendance of CES attended the Integrated Systems Europe show in Amsterdam last week. I hope you check out our coverage at ravepubs.com/ISE2015. But one thing I wanted to also mention is how impressed I was with all the new technology, most specifically the laser phosphor technology from companies like Barco, NEC, Christie. I mean, everybody is moving towards laser phosphor. Sony had a laser phosphor projector there. And it's interesting because laser, of course, provides it sort of an endless white light source. Well, really blue, but with the balance of phosphor, gives you incredible colorimetry. And, you know, we're seeing now colorimetry that matches CRT projector days of 20 years ago in this new projection technology. Of course, the projectors are bigger. They're not the little portable projectors like you see now that are LCD and DLP, certainly. But the image quality is incredible. I think you're going to see laser phosphor become sort of the projection technology for the person that really cares about image quality at every application. Of course, they will get smaller, they will get lighter, and they will get even brighter. So it's a lot to be a lot to look forward to with this new technology. I hope you check out our coverage on ISE at www.ravepubs.com/ISE2015. Thank you. Have a great day.